Welcome back, and thank you for joining into this week's 40th podcast on automotive repair tips. My name is Frank R. Schaefer, and I appreciate you being here this week. I wanted to share with you that now you can support this podcast. It would be much appreciated. In fact, for every supporter I gain, I will give a big shout out on the next podcast. You can go directly to my Facebook page, then go to my bio on the left, and there will be a hyperlink. Thank you in advance. I will continue to share with you my knowledge and thoughts of over 45 years of problem-solving experience. I am an ASC master, a General Motors master, and Chrysler master technician. Every other Wednesday, we'll have a new podcast. If you should have an idea, a question, comment, tip, or something you would like to hear, I would strongly encourage you to email me at franks71camaro@gmail.com. Once again, that's franks71camaro@gmail.com, and I will get an answer back to you as soon as possible. I have some questions about hybrid vehicles, PHEV vehicles, and EVs. What's the difference between a hybrid, which is an electric motor, and a gas engine? A PHEV, which is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and an EV, which is an electric vehicle. A hybrid blends a gas engine, a small battery, and an electric motor. It doesn't need to be plugged in. A PHEV, or plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, can be plugged in for 20 to 40 miles of electric only range before the gas engine kicks in to extend the range for an additional, let's say, 300 to 500 miles. An EV, or electric vehicle, has a large battery and an electric motor and never uses gas and has no tailpipe emissions. Have you ever thought about getting a hybrid car? Are you thinking about getting a hybrid car but unsure what to look for? Learn what you need to know, from maintenance to resale value, before buying a hybrid car. What are the pros and cons of hybrid cars, and what to know before buying one? There are some hybrid car takeaways. Hybrid cars are best for those who travel long distances but are less concerned about high power performance, value fuel economy, and lower running costs. Pros of hybrids are their lower environmental impact, requires less maintenance. Hybrids have lower running costs, max, or should I say they may offer tax incentives, and can have a higher resale value. The cons of hybrids are they often come with a higher upfront costs, potentially high repair costs, higher insurance rates, slower acceleration, and still depend on fossil fuels. Since hybrid cars first came into the market in 1999, they have steadily increased in popularity and now constitute around 5.5% of light vehicle sales in the U.S. More car buyers are considering hybrid electric vehicles, or HEVs, because of their greater affordability as manufacturing processes become more streamlined. But what are the main pros and cons of going hybrid? There may be both environmental and financial advantages, but there are also some undoubted drawbacks of hybrid cars. Would it be better to buy an electric car? What do you need to know before you buy a new or used hybrid car? If you do decide on a hybrid, should you buy, or are other viable options available? What is classified as hybrid car anyways? What are these orange wires and cables under my hood that's going to my engine? What are they for? Again, what color are the high voltage cables used on hybrid electric or electric vehicles? Most cables are orange, but some are also blue. Consumers must understand how to identify these cables on their vehicles. Electric vehicles' high voltage cables are orange because they contain a very high voltage. They are also called high tension cables, and they can have a maximum voltage of around 1200 volts. Yes, that's 1200 volts. That's a lot of power. Please do not play around with these cables unless you are certified to do so. It could possibly kill you if you're not careful. Hybrid electric vehicles have two different propulsion technologies incorporated into their build. One, an electric motor powered by a rechargeable battery pack for lower speeds. Number two, an internal combustion engine powered by gasoline for higher speeds. One of the main criticisms of fully electric vehicles or EVs is that they cannot perform well at higher speeds. Hybrid electric vehicles or HEVs are a compromise, providing the environmental advantages of electric vehicles while not severely impacting performance at higher speeds. Another form of hybrid car that you may encounter is plug-in hybrids or PHEVs. These are vehicles with a larger battery pack that is recharged by plugging a charging cable into an external electric power source. PHEVs typically power the vehicle in full electric mode until the battery charge is almost exhausted before switching to the combustible engine or using a combination of what's left of the battery and the combustion engine. Conversely, the standard HEV employs its high voltage battery pack and regenerative braking to recharge the battery. Standard vehicles are powered entirely by their combustion engine. So what is the difference between a motor and an engine? I get this question a lot. I hear people talking all the time about gasoline engines. They call them motors, which is wrong. So listen up. An engine runs off gasoline or diesel fuel, while a motor is electric. I sincerely hope that clarifies a little bit. Okay, the main pros of buying a hybrid car. Many people who consider buying a hybrid car are swayed, at least somewhat, by the environmental factors involved, often hoping for a reduced carbon footprint. So let's talk about the real impact of HEVs on the environment. Number one, lowers environmental impact. Hybrid cars are normally promoted as a green option. They offer the following benefits over traditional gas-powered cars. Lower CO2 emissions. The tailpipe emissions of standard cars are reduced, resulting in a reduced carbon footprint. Fewer other pollutants. Reduced methane, nitrous oxide, and other greenhouse gas emissions compared with standard cars. Greater fuel efficiency. Less fuel is needed to propel hybrid vehicles because of electric power source option, generally resulting in improved fuel efficiency. Less independence, or should I say less dependence on fossil fuels. Standard gas cars rely totally on fossil fuels, while hybrid cars have a high voltage battery. Electric cars and regenerative braking technology to recharge the system. Note that electricity sources vary from state to state, so your precise level of dependence on fossil fuels will also vary based on your location. Okay, number two, fewer maintenance requirements. The reduced wear and tear on a hybrid car combustion engine means that your vehicle may require less maintenance and fewer expensive repairs than a standard one. However, there is no guarantee on lower maintenance costs, as there are many other things that can affect a car besides engine troubles. Number 3, lower running costs. More electric-based mileage and higher efficiency engines mean fewer trips to the gas station to fill up, which is better for the wallet. How much you will save depends on your driving habits, the model, and your location. But most drivers can save money each month. Number 4, favorable tax incentives may apply. The federal government currently offers a favorable tax credit for plug-in hybrid vehicles, or PHEVs. This isn't yet available for HEVs, but can amount up to $7,500 for PHEVs, depending on the model of your car you buy and the tax status. State and local incentives may also apply. Number 5, a higher potential resale value. Hybrid cars are growing in popularity, and in recent rises in the price of gasoline has helped to spark interest in lesser expensive alternatives and more fuel-efficient cars. With demand for HEVs so high, you can expect a decent resale value when you come to sell it, provided current trends continue. Number 6, less stress. More charging stations are being introduced daily across the U.S., but there is still that lingering doubt in the minds of pure EV drivers that they may run out of charge. This is much less of a concern for hybrid car drivers because of the standard combustion engine as a backup. It's a good thing. Number 7, quiet driving experience. The quiet driving experience is another pro of hybrid cars. Electric motors run more silently than traditional gas-powered engines. Some cars are almost completely silent when driven at low speeds, and while this is a plus for most people, there are some concerns about safety issues with cars that make no sound. Though when backing up, most electric cars make a screeching noise to let people know you are coming. Okay, so what are the disadvantages of a hybrid car? Higher upfront costs. The initial purchase or lease price of a hybrid vehicle may well be higher than the standard option. The difference is reducing as manufacturing costs are streamlined, but there's still a difference. While you can expect to save money with tax incentives and lower running and maintenance costs, you'll need to factor in initial price differential. Number 2, high repair costs. The high voltage system necessary for hybrid cars may be more expensive to fix. If it develops problems, high voltage batteries usually cost thousands of dollars, so you would not want to replace one very frequently. Fortunately, many batteries last more than 150,000 miles, but the inverters, electric motors, and improved cooling systems also add a level of complexity to repairs when compared with standard car systems. This may require specialist knowledge to fix. Number 3, hybrid cars can be more expensive to insure compared with similar size specification standard gas versions, on average 7% higher. Fuel savings may be offset with higher insurance costs as insurance companies factor in that most HEV drivers cover long distances and are therefore considered higher risk. We're trying to take everything in consideration. Number 4, their slower acceleration. You probably won't be able to match the acceleration of a standard gas-powered car in your hybrid car. Generally speaking, hybrid vehicles have slower top-end acceleration than traditional models. Number 5, fossil fuel dependence. You may use fewer fossil fuels in a hybrid car, but you are still dependent on some degree of them. With an electric vehicle, you use no gas, though. You are still likely to use some fossil fuels indirectly, depending on the source of electricity you plug into. Who are hybrid cars best for? Hybrid cars are best for people who work and travel considerable distances each week, hundreds of miles, but are too bothered about high power performance and acceleration. They will love the fuel economy and lower running costs and won't have to worry too much about maintenance. A hybrid car may also be a great option if you are simply looking for a more environmentally friendly option with lesser expensive running costs and a higher potential resale value. You may also be able to take advantage of tax credits in your area. So get the lowdown on that as well. But bear in mind that the upfront and maintenance costs may be higher and you still use the same fossil fuel. If you want to cut the direct fossil fuel consumption, choose an electric vehicle rather than a hybrid. So what are hybrid components? We're going to get some nitty-gritties here. Hybrid vehicles are becoming increasingly popular as people look for ways to save money on fuel and reduce their environmental impact. The hybrid cars have 5 main components: the gasoline engine, the electric motor, the battery, the power control unit, and the regenerative braking system. Okay, so what's all this mean? The gas engine, also known as the internal combustion engine, it would probably cost between $2,000 and $4,000 to replace the gasoline engine in a hybrid vehicle. Now for the electric motor. The costs of replacing the electric motor can range from $6,000 to $9,000. Now here's a biggie, the battery. So what is the cost of a hybrid battery anyways? Okay, average cost. A hybrid battery replacement cost can range from $2,000 to $8,000, depending on the vehicle's make and model. It is important to know that these are approximate costs, and I would recommend contacting your service department for an accurate quote based on your specific vehicle. It'd take me all day and night to name every hybrid vehicle here and the cost for all the components. The power control unit. The power control unit for hybrid engines is a series of power modules that use sophisticated electronics to regulate the flow of current from the battery to the motor. High-performance specialty polymers effectively protect these sensitive electronics from harsh operating conditions. OEM, or Original Equipment Manufacturers, hybrid power control unit costs approximately $2,500 plus labor. That's $2,500 plus labor. That's quite a bit of money as well. The regenerative braking system. I can't really give you a price on this here. What is regenerative braking and how does it work anyways? Regenerative brakes work by reversing electric motors that propel a vehicle. It works like a generator and feeds energy back into the hybrid or electric system to help replenish a little bit of range. These small boosts in battery range can accumulate and improve efficiency over time when used regularly. Regenerative braking is more specialized than braking mechanisms in traditional vehicles. and can be more expensive to repair. However, the system means less wear on your brake pads, meaning costs of routine brake pads and replacements will be reduced. Food for thought, the average initial purchase price of a hybrid is approximately $39,000. However, if you purchase a plug-in hybrid model, you also need to buy charging equipment and possibly install a charger in your home. Like electric vehicles, many hybrids qualify for tax incentives to lower the initial costs. Okay, once again, that time has come. I sincerely hope this episode has been helpful to you. Once again, I know you could be spending your time doing something else, so I would like to especially thank you for spending this time with me. You will hear a new episode in 2 weeks. This is Frank R. Schaefer signing off. Thank you once again. I appreciate it, and happy motoring.